Sweetie's friends, we are continuing our shiur on the topic of Meitil Mum, the Baal Mum, based on the Avnei Shalom Reino Hagon, Rafal Moshe Luria Zitzal. And this is the third shiur, and first we have to explain Bli Neder, Divrei HaRambam, Minya Isser HaTalas Mum B'Kachim. The Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach HaLachaches that if somebody's Meitil Mum B'Kachim and then somebody else has come and is Matil Mum and he puts a mum on the animal that's already blemished, the second person doesn't get malchus. The Lecha Mishnah says not only doesn't he get malchus, there's not even an Isser Torah here. There's not even an Isser Torah. But the Rambam seems to imply that there is an Isser Torah, there are just no malchus. In Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Kol Machashev Machshav Shein Nechona B'Kachim. Somebody who thinks an improper thought about Kachim, Hareza Over B'Lo Saseh. Yomer Lo Saseh, Yomer Lo Yechashev. Because it says Lo Yechashev, you shouldn't think a passing thought about Kachim. Mipi Hashmu Olamdu Shebechlal Zeh, Shalei Yafsid HaKachim Machshav. You shouldn't destroy the Kachim with your thoughts. Reza Dom Lamata Mu B'Kachim. It's like placing a mum. And one has a bad machshav about the kachim, it's like placing a mum in the kachim. So we see from the Rambam that the isser of shelo yechashev is that he's mafsid kachim. He destroys the kachim, and that's the same din as the isser atalas mum. Atalas mum is mafsid kachim, because the Rambam compares the two. And it says if you have a bad thought, it's doma la matil mum bekachim. So matil mum bekachim is mishum hefsid kachim. Perek Tesvav, Baloch HaGimel, the Rambam writes, Atzer Lach Moshem Shein Nechona B'Kachim, Kmo Shizbar L'Fikach Zevach Sheshachto Shalol L'Shmo, O Mincha Shenikva Tzashalol Shekam Tzashalol L'Shmo, etc. Chayv L'Hashlem Sharvodis L'Shmo. So the Rambam says that, you know, that I have a Machshav Shein Nechona B'Kachim, and therefore if somebody is Shechted a Zevach Shalol L'Shmo, or a Mincha that he commits Shalol L'Shmo, you have to do the rest of the Machshavos, the rest of the Avodos L'Shmo. So we have to understand, if a machshava she'en nechona b'kachim is the same geder iser as hatalas mum, so after he already thought shelo lishmo and the carbon is passeled from being l'shem bailim, shuv ein osef po psul b'machshava shniya. What's the psul in the second machshava? Once he already passeled with the first machshava, what's the psul with the second machshava? So this is like somebody who's matil mum bebal mum, which according to the Lecha Mishnah's understanding anyway of the Rambam, there's no Isser Torah. So just like matil mum bebal mum, there's no Isser Torah, so too, if somebody had an improper machshava after there was already an improper machshava, then it shouldn't be Aser. So why does the Rambam say that it is? So it would appear that the Rambam says that there's an Isser of Mafsid Kachim Machshava Shein Nechona, it doesn't mean that it's Nifsal LaHakrava, but rather Mashechol BeEtzem HaKarban Shem Psul V'Chisaron. The problem is that the Karban has a Shem Psul and a Chisaron. That's the problem. And even if it doesn't matter, Lenyan Hakrava, as far as actually being Makrav Befoal, but the carbon becomes Chaser with this Machshava. That's the Prab, that's the Isser Mafsid Kachim. There's a Shem Psul and a Chisaron on the carbon. And even if the carbon wouldn't be Passled by Machshava, but Akoponim, there's a Chisaron in the carbon, that's enough to give it an Isser of Mafsid Kachim. And therefore, there's a Chilik between Matil Mum Bebal Mum and one who's mechashiv machshava she'ena nechona. If there was already a psul, if it already is lo'ole she'en ole l'shem ba'ilav. Because if somebody's matil mum b'bal mum, that it already has a psul hakrava, b'mum harishon, machmas mum, ve'ena roi l'akrava, hare'ena mosif b'klum b'min hasheni, b'mum hasheni. If you're matil mum b'bal mum, and there's a psul hakrava, in the first mum, and it's no longer roi l'akrava, what is the second mum adding? It already has a shem baal mum. So what does it matter if it's one mum or two mums? Once it has a shem baal mum, it has a shame baal mum. Ma she'en kein machshevas shelo lishma, and therefore in such a case, what is he adding with the second mum? Which, again, according to the Lecha Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, there's no Isser Torah. So that's when you add on a second mum, because you're not really adding anything. It's already considered a baal mum. Mashenken a machshava shelo lishma, every machshava she'en nechona is causing a chisaron in the carbon, that the avoda wasn't done properly. And that's why it's ain ola bailam l'shem chova, that's why it doesn't count as a chova, since they brought a carbon that lacks the shlemus havoda. And even though it's not nifsal lahakrava, but it's a carbon chaser, and therefore there's an iser to be mechaser it more. Every time you have a machshava shelo lishma, it's another chisaron in the carbon, and hence an iser. The makor l'shitas haRambam, we can say, is because the Rambam paskins like the Mandi Amar, that there is no iser b'matil mum b'baal mum. And the divrei haRambam, the machlokas tanoim, if there is an iser to be matil mum b'baal mum, is b'yisod iser, is predicated on the foundation of the iser of hatalas mum b'karbanos. Because the one who holds that there is an iser hatalas mum b'baal mum, the one who holds that there is an iser hatalas mum b'baal mum, b'hechreach, according to him, there is no iser. Of the iser is not hefset kachim, because if you're matil mum b'baal mum, there's no hefset kachim, it's already nifsad. Rather, it's an iser mitzad etzem ha-maisa b'darvash yesh b'okadushas ha-krava. It's an iser in doing something against something that has kadushas ha-krava. You did a maisa b'darvash yesh b'okadushas ha-krava. And therefore, even b'baal mum kol sheyesh b'ot kadushas ha-krava lidmei. So even if you have a baal mum, as long as it has kedushas hakrava ledmei, that you can at least redeem it and then use the money for another carbon, you're now allowed to do a maisa of hatalas mum. Why are you now allowed to do a maisa of hatalas mum? Because it still has Kedushas HaKrava. You're now allowed to do a mice against something that has Kedushas HaKrava. So, as long as it has even Kedushas HaKrava L'dmei, for its monetary value, you're now allowed to do a mice of Hatalas Mum. But according to the Chachamim, the Yisr is being Mafsid Kachim. Not the Etzem HaMaisa. And therefore, if it already has a Mum, there's no hefseid b'maisav. So if you, the one who holds it's aser, the Rambam's going to learn. The one who holds it's aser lahatim mum b'baal mum. Is why? Is because it's the etzem maisav being pogay and a carbon that still has kedushas hakrava l'dmei. So therefore, you're not allowed to do a second maisav atalas mum. But according to the Chachamim, the iser is who hold that it's mutter lahatim mum b'baal mum. So they hold that if it already has a mum, Shuvain hefseid b'maisav, it already has a mum, and the problem of placing a mum is to be mafsid the carbon, mafsid kachim. Once it's already nifsad, so a second mum isn't going to do anything. And it's not like shelo l'shmo that we explain shebachol avoda gorim ot chisaron v'hefseid b'carbon, that with every avoda you're causing another chisaron hefseid for the carbon. It's not like that. But here it's just you're mafsid kachim, you're making it unusable. But once it's already mummed, so it's mummed. So what does it matter what you do a second time? Whereas when it comes to shelo l'shma, there, you know, the iser is causing chisaron in the carbon. Every machshava shelo l'shma is another chisaron in the carbon. Now, a carbon b'zman hazeh, even though it has kedushas carbon, but since it's not shayach to be makriv the carbon, before you can't bring the carbon, there is no kedushas hakrava, because there's no mizbeach. So karban bizman hazeh has no kedushas hakrava, because there's no mizbeach. And therefore, according to the man diyomar that you're now let it be matil mum bebal mum, that the yisod ha'iser is because of the etzem ha'maisa to be matil mum bedavr shesh bo kedushas karban. Like we said before, that's the iser of being matil mum bebal mum, that you're now allowed to do a maisa to be matil mum bedavr shesh bo kedushas karban. But bizman hazeh, there's going to be no iser lahatil mum, because it has no kedushas hakarava. You can't be makrovit as a karban. But according to the man diyamar, that it's mutr lahatil mum bebal mum, and the reason would be because the iser is hefseid kachim. So even bizman hazeh, this iser exists. As long as it has kedushas karban, you don't have to actually be makrovit befal. I'll be able to be makrovit befal. As long as it's kedushas karban, and you make a mum, you're mafsidit from being a karban. Since the iser is not that you're mafsid the actual hakrav of the karban, but you're mafsid mamon b'zbech, and there's a hefsid mamon here. So based on this, the Rambam explained that our sugya and avodah zarah is all going if we say that there's an iser lahatil mum bibal mum, like we see from the kash of the Gemara. The Gemara says, but you're not allowed to be matil mum. Why not? You're not allowed to. You have to be noel delos b'fenev he mesa. If you're makdish b'zman hazeh, you're not allowed to do min b'menasher parsaseha. They're hamstring it. Why not? So Rava says, v'nei she'nirid b'kim matil mum b'kachim. So if menasher parsasem and arkuv l'mata, it looks like you're being matil mum b'kachim. And then the Gemara says, what do you mean, nira kamatil mum? It's a mum. And the Gemara answers, no, that's only when there's a Beis HaMikdash, and it's Roy Lakrav. And now that it's not Roy Lakrav, there's no problem. And then the Gemara says, so even though it's not Roy Lakrav, but let it be like being matil mum bibal mum. That even though it's not Roy Lakrav, it's still Aser. The Gemara's Teretz is that a Baal Mum, it's not Roy Lagufe, but Lidmei Chazi. It's a Baal Mum, it's not Roy Lagufe. You can't bring the actual Baal Mum. But at least Lidmei, yes. The money you can. You can be poded for money. But here, it's not even right for the money. It's not right for the money. It's not right for the goof. And therefore, you can't do ikur parsoseha. So we see our sig is going, the approach that there's an isra lahatil mum, bebal mum. And therefore, Rava says that bizman hazeh, it's only an isra derabanan, since there's no kedushas hakrava, and that's tallui in the mitzias of hakrava. So Rava says that why you're not allowed to be make a mum, you're not allowed to make a mum, there's an isra rabbanan bizman hazeh to make a mum, it's nira kametil mum bekachim, there's an isra rabbanan. Why is there an isra rabbanan? Because it's got no kedushas hakrava befoal. Because befoal, you can't bring it. It's not as if there's no Beis HaMikdash. And that's tallui in the mitzias hakrava. It's got no kedushas hakrava. And that's tallui in the mitzias of hakrava. So the Gemara is learning that there's an isser of being matil mum bebal mum. And what's the isser of being matil mum bebal mum? Like we said before, We said that if it's aser to be matil mum bebal mum, the yisur is mitzad etzem hamaisa, if it has kedushas hakrava. If it has kedushas hakrava, so in this maisa you're pogea. Even if it has kedushas hakrava ledmei, you're now to be pogea with a mum. But if we're dealing bizman hazeh, when you place a mum, it's only going to be an ister abanam, because there is no kedushas hakrava, because there's no metzias of hakrava. But the Rambam paskins like the man de Omar that mutter lahatil mum bebal mum, as the Lacha Mishnah learns, v'harei sha'iser hu rak mishum mafsid kodshim. If the yisr is to be matil mum bebal mum, the Rambam paskins mutter lahatil mum bebal mum. Why is it mutter to be matil mum bebal mum? So as we explain, that there the problem is that you're mafsid kodshim. The problem of making a mum is not the etzem maisa of being pogea davar sheish bo kedushas hakrava. And therefore a second mum would be doing the same thing. But rather the problem is that you make it that your mafsid kachim, that you can't bring it as a karbon. And so once it already has one mum, what's the second mum going to do? Nothing. So the Rambam paskins that mutter lahatil mum bebal mum, that would emerge then that the iser is mishum mafsid kachim. So if the problem is mafsid kachim, as we explained, then leman de'amar mutter lahatil mum bebal mum, the iser is hefsid kachim, gam bisman hazeh is going to be an iser. Because if it has kedushas karban and he makes a mum, he's mafsided from being a karban. Because the yisur isn't that he's mafsid the hakrava befoal, but rather that he's mafsid mamun mizbeach vehefsid, and there's a hefsid mamun here. There's a loss of money. So the Rambam didn't paskin like the sugya, because the sugya is learning that the yisur hatalas mum bebal mum is mitzad etzim hamaisa bedavar sheish bo kedushas hakrava. And therefore would follow that if the problem is the etzim hamaisa menadim hefsid kachim, there's going to be no isur bizman hazeh to be matil amum. Why not? Because it doesn't have kedushas karban. You're now to be matil amum in a darvish yeshbo kedushas karban. That you could be makrovit before. Something that has a kedushas hakrabas hakarban, you're now to be matil amum. But if we're bizman hazeh, and there is no hakrava bizman hazeh, then it's mutter to be matil mum. The Rambam paskins that it's mutter lahatil mum bebal mum, so the yisur is mafsid kachim. So if somebody places a mum bizman hazeh in Isser Torah, and it doesn't matter that there's no kedushas hakrava, this kedusha of hakrava that you should be able to be makrovit as a karbon, you're now to be pogea something that has kedushas hakrava, is only according to the man d'Omar that holds that asur lahatil mum bebal mum. Since it has kedushas hakrava, you're now to be pogea. You're now to do a maisa b'davar sheish bo kedushas hakrava. So bal mum, even if it has kedushas hakrava l'dmei, that's enough. But bizman hazeh, there's nothing to talk about. Bizman hazeh, it's mutter. But if you hold like the chachamim that the yisur is mafsid kachim, so the yisur is not the etzem maisa. Yisur is that you're mafsid kachim, that you're being mafsid mamon mizbeach. Not that you're pogei and something that you can bring as a carbon, but that you're being mafsid mamon mizbeach, and that applies even bizman hazeh. It doesn't matter, it doesn't have Kedusha Sakrava. We can say that the Chachamim hold the Fi HaYireim Shemutter Lahatil Mum B'mishi Yesh Bo Mum Over, as we saw in the first shir, that the Chachamim hold, according to the Yireim, that you're allowed to be Matil Mum in an animal that has a Mum Over, that even though Yesh La'od Makom L'Hakrava Yisrapeh HaMum, yes, you can bring it as a carbon if the mum gets better, but before now it's not Roy L'Hakrava and it's a carbon chaser, so you're not being mafsid now and hefsed L'Hektesh. Because hefsed, you're not causing a hefsed because now it's already chaser. Problem with hefsed is making it causing a hefsed now. Now it's already nifsad. But if you hold, then you're not allowed to be matil mum bebal mum. Why? Because the etzem hamaisa is aser. As long as it has kedusha sakrava, even by a mum over, it's going to be called that it has kedusha sakrava, because it's good at least l'dmei. So you know how to be matil mum. But if you hold it to hefsed hekdesh, so already now it has hefsed hekdesh. So that would explain the opinion of the chachamim who hold that you're allowed to be mum b'chor shechsodom, you're allowed to be matil mum. Even like the Yireim says, if it's a mum over. Because you're not being mafsid kachim, it's already nifsad. However, it would appear that l'shitas haRambam, you can't be miyashiv the machlokas about the bechor. L'fishitas hayireim, and you can't say l'fishitas hayireim that the chachamim hold that you're allowed to be matil mum bebal mum, because the problem is hefsed kachim, and here you're not being mafsid because it's already nifsad. Whereas Rabbi Meir holds that it's aser because it's the aser is the etzem maisa pegia. Apparently you can't say that in the Rambam, and the reason the rabbis answer it is even though it's going to have a refuah. Because as the Yireim asked, the Yireim said, how could it be that Rav Meir holds that it's asur lahatil mum b'chor she'achsodam, it has no din l'tmei sharein lo pidyon? So he says because it's a mum over. So that explained Rabbi Meir, since it's a mum over, it's going to pass its aser, and the chachamim hold, yeah, but right now it's the kachim or nifsad. So therefore, you're not doing anything more by adding another mum. And Rabbi Meir says you are, because it's going to pass. So we can't be miyashiv the Rambam according to that. Because Litvarov, according to the Chachamim, it's mutter lahatil mum bebal mum over, like achuzas hadam. Because according to the Yireim, according to the Chachamim, you know why you're allowed to place a mum in a bal mum over, like achuzas hadam? Because it already has a chisaron of a psul mum. But according to the Rambam, it's mashma that matil mum b'mishyesh bo mum over loke. You do get malchus for placing a mum in an animal that has a mum over. Where do you see that? Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav, Milchus Surah Mizbeach, the Rambam writes, Dim Yesh Lo Safek, Dim Yesh Safek, Im Humumo Vero Kavua, In Malchus Mishum Safek. If you're not sure, you place a mum in an animal, and you're not sure if it's a mum over a kavua, so there's no malchus al suffik. What's the suffik? Because maybe it's a mum kavua, and therefore there's no malchus. Mashma that if it was a mum over vaday, there would be malchus. Bechrech we have to say that a mum over ain bo shem bal mum. You just can't be makrovit because it doesn't have a din tamim. And if so, even by Chuzis Hadam, it'll be a din that you're not allowed to be Mati Lamum. So how can we be Mevarashitis Chachamim? So now we're stuck, according to the Rambam, to be Mevarashitis Chachamim. Chachamim hold that B'chor She'achzo Dam, you're allowed to be Mati Lamum. Why are you allowed to be Mati Lamum? The Reim says that it's talking in this Mishnah about a mum over, and therefore according to Rabbi Meir it's aser because it's a mum over, and according to the Chachamim it's mutter because it's already the carbon is already chaser, the carbon's already nifsad, right now you can't be makrovit, so therefore Chachamim are matir. But you can't say that's where the Rambam holds, because the Rambam holds that if it has a mum over, you get malchus. So how's the Rambam going to explain Chachamim? According to the Arayim, if it's a mum over, you don't get malchus. But according to the Rambam, if it's a mum over, you do get malchus. If you're matil mum b'bal mum, according to the Rambam, there's no malchus. But if you're matil mum b'mum over, there is malchus, according to the Rambam. So how's he going to explain the Shitas HaChachamim that it's mutter? So therefore it would appear that Shitas HaRambam is that if it's achaz adam, it's a mum kavua. Not like the Arayim, that this extra blood that the animal has, this achuzas adam, is a mum kavua. And that's how the Menchas Chinuch learns in Mitzvah Reish Pei Zayin. The only thing is that the Rambam is mechalek between a bechor and all other korbanos. And Amir Tashem, in the next shir, we will hopefully see how the Rambam is going to learn, and then we are going to get to a pshat, Amir Tashem, in the Rambam, and in this very, very deep sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.